Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And for you folks that have stayed with me these last 2 weeks, praise God, we've been ministering on a subject of patience based on that passage of Scripture found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Having done all, stand therefore. Praise God. That's clothed with the armor of God. But good news, I'm going to share not only some practical tips, application for what I've been sharing, but also some, I've saved the best till last, some of the things that can really encourage our heart as we are standing on the Word of God. So let's just look at what should be our attitude in trials. Let's cover that first of all. Well, we've known from the Word of God, the many scriptures that I've shared, our attitude should be that of joy and patience, all the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Why should we? You know, that is not the natural response. Of course, everything the Christian does doesn't make sense as far as the world is concerned. You know, if you want to increase, you have to decrease, right? If you want promotion, you have to humble yourself. If you want to be prosperous in terms of material things or wealthy, as God would enable you and desire for you, then you've got to give. You have to learn the secret of giving. There are those, you know, the poor man gives and out of his poverty becomes wealthy. They're oxymorons. There's things that the natural mind just absolutely stumbles at. And that's why unsaved they read the Bible and they don't get it. They think it's full of contradictions. And not only once we're convinced of the truth, once we have submitted to God, because that's what it really takes, submission, because those who hold their intellect or their mind as the final summarization, the final standard of what truth is, they're sadly mistaken, because there's one truth. And Jesus defined it in John 17:17. He said, "Thy word is truth." So, why should our attitude be the fruit of the Spirit and joy and patience? James addresses that. Count it all joy, beloved, when you go through diverse temptations, knowing this. Why? Because we have to understand that God is our deliverer. He will deliver us. This is a spiritual reality. And so, we just wait upon Him, knowing that He is going to work out His will. And we follow the example of Jesus. You know, when I grew up in a nominal Christian church, and as a young person, it was like Jesus, he eagerly went to the cross to die for our sins. And, you know, I don't profess to be very smart, but I thought, that's really weird. Who would want to do that? Well, I mean, when we really understand the scriptures, no, he didn't. He did not joyfully go to the cross. He asked, in fact, he prayed for his Father to take away this cup. Mark 14:36, he said in prayer, "All things are possible unto thee, O Father. Take away this cup from me." He didn't want to do it. "Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." He did this 3 times, not just once. So for the joy set before him. And so we are to run with patience as Hebrews says in 12 and 2, let us run with patience. That's very active. The race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He didn't like it. He despised the shame. But he was willing to be obedient and now is set down at the right hand, a place of rest at the throne of God. Praise God. And so this is what Jesus has done. He is our example. Trials are trials. Look at how often the psalmist or David cried out, "How long, O Lord? How long do I have to go through this?" You read the Psalms, he's pretty explicit and rather dramatic and powerful in his descriptions of what he's going through. But it always ends with, "But Lord, I'll trust you. Lord, I'll praise you." And so that's to be our attitude in trials, joy and patience. And we're all, striving toward that. Amen? And we also have to understand the purpose for trials is not affliction. God is not letting all this happen to you because he's mad at you or because you deserve it. The purpose of affliction is growth, spiritual growth. Jeremiah says that he does not willingly afflict the sons of men. And I remember years ago, I heard a preacher once say his favorite words in the Bible were, "And it came to pass." Nothing ever came to stay. So trials are temporary, beloved. Sometimes they go on for a long time, much longer than we would want or prefer, but they will end. And thirdly, what are we to do in trials? Well, simply, in summarization, take the full armor of God, use our spiritual weapons, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. We're to bind and loose, according to Matthew 18:18-19. We're to praise God. We're to declare victory. We're to confess the word and understand that the suffering we go through, beloved, and sometimes it's for our faith. We're persecuted for our stand as Christians, but for that we can rejoice. Sometimes we suffer because of afflictions of the enemy. Beloved, we don't have to take that. That's where our spiritual warfare, we're to resist the enemy, be submitted to God, and he will flee. Why? God does not want you fearful. Fear hath torment. The only fear we are to experience is the fear or reverence of the Lord. But no fear. We don't take anything off the enemy, beloved. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I said I was going to save the best till last. God is patient and long-suffering toward us. In this life, we are to walk in and experience the power of his resurrection, the victory that he achieved for us through his atonement. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, the power of his resurrection, glory, hallelujah, as well as the fellowship of his sufferings. They go hand in hand, beloved. Can we add to what he did? Absolutely not. But we are to submit our will, our feelings to the Lord. There are things we are called on to do that require long-suffering, beloved, and patience. And that's part of our coming into maturity. Why? God is long-suffering toward us. James 5:7 says, "Behold the husbandman." And who's the husbandman? Well, he's our Heavenly Father. He's the husbandman of the vine. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. He's watching over us, beloved. He has a very careful eye on you. He's watching everything you do. That is comforting. It should be. And he's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it. That's long suffering. Long patience is long suffering. That's the definition. Until he received the early and the latter rain. He's going to provide everything we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he is providing. And then this is referencing the Godhead, referencing Jesus. Isaiah talks about in the 42nd chapter, verse 4, he, our God, shall not fail. Praise God. We can stop right there and say glory, hallelujah. But what does it goes on to say? It doesn't stop there. It's not a period, not a comma. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Until he's not going to be discouraged, and he is not going to fail until Jesus comes, until the isles will wait for his law, and his kingdom will be established on this earth, and he shall rule and reign the nations as with a rod of iron. Praise God. And Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, he's speaking to the church, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the earth. Let me read that again. Do you think that relates maybe to the time in which we're living? Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the earth. Remember Noah, he was just in all his generations. God spared him because he was serving God. The flood wiped out the wicked, all those genetic aberrations that were being created by the watchers wiped everything out. But he spared Noah as an illustration for us. And so, beloved, as I said, what's the reward of patience? What's the reward of being long-suffering, of having done all to stand? Oh, here it is. The reward of patience is found in James, the first chapter, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, when this battle is over, when this life is over, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. That's you and I, beloved. What does it get better than that? I don't think so. Praise God. Lord, all the scriptures, all this time we've shared, understanding what it means to stand, therefore, help us to do that, that we may bring glory to your name, that when we take our last breath, whenever that is, Lord, whether we're changed, this mortal takes on immorality in the rapture, we know, Lord, that we shall be like you, for we shall see you as you are. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this work that you're doing in our lives, and we give you all the honor and the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a great honor and privilege to share the word of the Lord, and I pray for the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in your life, that you can walk evermore, day by day, in a greater knowledge of the scriptures and the knowledge of things that we have shared, so we can present, we can cast our crowns before him and know that we've fought the good fight of faith. Amen. Just as the Apostle Paul. I love you. I invite you to write. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.